we were lucky enough that he was a bit of an Eddie spotter. He had every Eddie going that he played with when he was younger, and he was part of the Eddie Stobart membership club. And there was a competition that was advertised on the club. This was back in 2002. They were going to be producing a ride up at Blackpool Pleasure Beach, a convoy ride of Eddie Stobart trucks. And they had to name the trucks. As you know, all the Eddie Stobart trucks have names.
Yes, which I think is a great idea. They do it for trains. Why not for trucks?
Exactly. My name, incidentally, is on one of the trucks, which I'm
is
quite
it?
Proud of. Yep.
I wonder if I might have seen that, actually.
I'm not sure whereabouts it's based, but I'm running around the country somewhere.
Have you seen it yet, Luanne?
I haven't seen it. I have seen a photograph of it, but I haven't been lucky enough to spot it. I'm still trying to find it.
Gosh, I'd love them to name a truck after me. I don't suppose they ever will. Go on, anyway.
Going back to this story, they wanted to actually name these trucks. There was five trucks in the convoy. So they wanted children under the age of, because it was a children's ride, under the age of about 10 to take part in this competition. So I asked him, I said, what would you like to call this truck? I said, it's by the seaside. He went, I think Shell's a great name. I said, what, Shell or Shelley? He went, Shelley. I said, okay. So we sent it off. And, we won first prize in the competition, and we become the first truck on the convoy. And I've got a photograph that I'm just about to post on Facebook of my son and Eddie Stobart himself sitting in the truck with his name Shelley on
that
the front.
That is wonderful. So you've got Shelley and you've also got Luanne.
Yeah, I have. But then after that, we went and had dinner with him as a VIP guest at one of the hotels in Blackpool. So we've got all the paraphernalia of all the signatures and photographs and everything. It's brilliant.
And what did he make of the fact that there are so many people who seem to be in awe of the service that they do, not because necessarily they use the service, but just by seeing the trucks up and down the motorway?
He was a very laid-back gentleman. He was the nicest man anybody could ever meet. He just kind of took everything in his stride. You know, as if to say, well, you know, you take every day as it comes, really. He was just a really nice guy. And when I heard about it yesterday, I thought, you know, there's just too many people being taken too young in this day and age. And, you know, another 56-year-old taken from this world.
But on the other side of it, Luanne, what a great outlook on life that he had.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.